The past few shiurim, we were discussing the fact that Kiddush HaChodesh is only Bayom and not Balayla, and how that impacts on Tfilin, especially the Azkar of Yalaviyah. So today I wanted to spend some time discussing various aspects of that halacha, and then Bezer Hashem, the next year, we'll discuss further aspects of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibor Hashanah. We had mentioned, the Gemara tells us in Brachos, based on the pasuk of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, where the Gemara tells us what is the meaning of the pasuk that we're Mevarech Hashem, apparently by Yom. The Gemara asks, B'chi b'yom Mevarechin oso, b'layla ein Mevarechin oso, certainly not. But rather, the pasuk should be interpreted as Kol Yom B'yom Teino Me'ein Berchosav Shal Yom. That a person always is obligated to stress the special Kedushas Hayom, the special Chal Hashem that a day has, in the context of Tefillah. And Rashi comments, Mesugin Brachos Nafmem Amad Aleph, that means on Shabbos a person is obligated to be Maskir Shal Shabbos, on Yantif a person is obligated to mention Me'ein Yantif, and this is what we mentioned at Tosefta in Brachos that the Gemara quotes in Shabbos and Daf Chav Dalet, days which have a Karban Musaf, that's an indicator of a special Kedusha Sayom, a special Chal Hashem Yom, which includes even Rosh Chodesh, even Chol HaMoed, and that must be mentioned in Shemoneh Esrei. And Ad Kedei Kach that the Tosefta tells us, V'im Lo Amar, Machzir Noso. If a person will fail to mention Shabbos or Yantiv, Chol HaMoed or Rosh Chodesh, you're obligated to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Good? And therefore the Gemara tells us that, Min Hastami would assume, if a person on Rosh Chodesh failed to mention Yalav Yavo, you're obligated to repeat. So that Sugin Brachos Daf Lamed that we discussed at length mentions a couple of possible exceptions. One is Yalav Yavo when it comes to Lel Rosh Chodesh. There ain't Machzir Noso because, as our Gemara tells us, Kiddush HaChodesh is only Bayom and not Balayla. And the Gemara writes another Kiddush, a great exception, and that is the case of Shachris. If a person failed to recite Yalav Yavo even in Shachris, the Gemara suggests that ain't Machzir Noso because Sheyachol Lomro B'Musafim. Because the Chiyuv Azkar of Yalav Yavo, even if you missed it during Shachris, a person can make that up by davening Tfilas Musaf. What exactly does that mean? So Rashi quotes the Chiddush of Halachos Gadolos, and that's Sugin Brachos, Naflamun Mebeis, that writes that that line in the Gemara, that Ein Machzir Noso, because Sheyachol Lomro B'Musafim, is a reference to the Shliach Tzibur. That if the Shliach Tzibur will fail to mention Yalav Yavo in Chazaras Hashatz, so what do you do? On the one hand, we could insist that the Chazan repeat the entire Chazaras Hashatz. So Rashi quotes the name of Halachas Gedolos Mishum Tircha de Tzibura. We don't insist that that is true. What about the need for the Chi of Haskara? So that the Gemara says, look, you're about to daven Musav, so therefore the fact that it is Rosh Chodesh, that will be manifest in Tfilas Musav. And that's what the Mechaber writes in Arachayim and Kuf Chavav, that if the Chazan should make that mistake and forget to recite Yalav Yavo, and somehow it was a very early minyan, so no one bothered to correct him, so in that case, no problem, don't repeat the Shemoneh Esrei Mishum Tircha de Tzibura, and therefore rely on Tfilas Musaf. There, in Simin Kuf Chavav, Sivkatan Gimel, Magen Avram writes a very great Yiddish. So if the Chazan forgets Yalav Yavo, so once we're in that situation, the Chachila, we will tell him, don't repeat the Chazaras Hashatz, rely on Tfilas Musaf. So Magen Avraham writes, if that's a good Lechachila, that we allow the Chazan to rely on Tfilas Musaf, if he fails to mention Yalav Yavo in Chazaras Hashatz, B'dieved, Magen Avraham writes, this is true of even a Yachid. Magen Avraham writes that Lo Gara, Dieved, Yachid, Milachatchila l'rabim. So therefore, if the Yachid forgets to say Yalav Yavo and Shachris, we would instruct him to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. There's a Chiyuv Haskara. You have to be Mashlim. There's no element of Tircha de Tzibura. But let's assume the following case. The Yachid forgot Yalav Yavo, and he didn't repeat Shemoneh Esrei. He didn't bother to ask. He figured, you know what? I'll ask after davening is over. And he now davens Tfilas Musaf. So Magaram writes a very great Chiddush, that if b'dieved, right, when it comes to a case where the Chazan forgot Yalav Yavo, so we'll paskin the Chatchil at that point, don't repeat, rely on Musaf. So even when it comes to a Yachid, in a case where a Yachid already davened Tfilas Musaf, he does not repeat Tfilas Shachris. That's the Chiddush of Magen Avram. That's how we assume the halach in Kuf Chavav. that if a person forgets Yalav Yavon Shacharis and he asks now, he'll be told to repeat the Shmon Esrei. If, however, he davens Musaf, so if that was good for the Chazan, that will be good b'dievet for the Yochid as well. So the question is, why should this be so? Why is it Mikr Hadin? As the Gemara says, that if a Chazan forgot to say Yalav Yavo, Mishum Tirchad Tzibur, we won't insist that he repeat, we can rely on Tfilas Musaf. And B, right, how is this possible to argue, as the Magen Avraham does, that Hu Hadinami, when it comes to a Yochid? Apparently what you see from this Chiddush of Halachos Gedolos, and what you see from the Magen Avraham, is that there is something unique about Yalav Yavo that allows us to argue that sometimes b'dieved, a person can be yotzei with a different form of haskara. L'chora, we would not argue that if a person on Shabbos davened the tefillas chol, and before posing the kasha he davened tefillas musaf, we wouldn't say to him, no problem, you already davened tefillas musaf, you yotzei with your tefillas chol of shacharis. But yet, that's what the Magen Avraham, and that's what Halachos Gedolos write when it comes to the Askar of Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh. So apparently you see, according to Magen Avraham and according to Halachos Gedolos, that even though there is a chiyuv of b'chol yom v'yom teino mein b'chosim shal yom, nonetheless there is something distinct from the chiyuv Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh than, for example, a tefilas chol b'shamas. This is clear in the Chiddush that Tosfos discusses in Brachos and Daf Chavav Mabeis V'maschil Tov, when it comes to the Chiyuv of Tashlumin. The Gemara tells us the following Chiddush, that of course if a person misses a particular tefillah, a person has the opportunity to make up to an extent the Chiyuv tefillah Ayyadei Tashlumin. So if a person didn't daven Shacharis, he'll daven Mincha twice, and then he is Yotzei. Clearly the Gemara tells us whenever a person davens a tefillah Tashlumin, even though you are making up the prior tefillah that was missed, the tefillah has to reflect the time period that you now are in. If a person, for example, didn't daven mincha on Shabbos, and he davens motzoi Shabbos, he cannot daven a tefillah Shabbos. It is no longer Shabbos. And therefore he davens a tefillah shol. So the tefillah tashlumin, of course, always reflects the time that you currently find yourself. Since that is the case, Tosfos raises the following issue l'halacha. A person davens mincha on Rosh Chodesh, but he fails to recite Yalav Yavo. At that point in time, if he were to pose the shayla, he would be told you're obligated to repeat the Shmon Esrei. But the person does not do so until now. It is already no longer Rosh Chodesh until the next day. Is he obligated to daven a tefillas tashlumin? So Tosfos quotes the view of Rabbi Yehuda that in such a circumstance there's no chiyuv tashlumin. The lashon of Tosfos is ein marviach klum. There's nothing to be gained by davening additional Shmon Esrei. After all, what did you daven? The Shmon Esrei without Yalav Yavo. If you're going to daven a tefillas tashlumin, what will the makeup of that tefillah be? It's no longer Rosh Chodesh. The most you will daven is a Shmon Esrei without Yalav Yavo. So we're not going to obligate you to daven an additional Shmon Esrei where you're going to be reciting the very same words which you already davened. Bishlama, if it's still Rosh Chodesh, will tell you daven again. You'll have an opportunity to make up the Yalav Yavo that you missed. But here, as Tosfos says, Lo Yarviach Klum, Poshub Shab, the Kiyum Tefillah, one was already Yotzei, the Askar of Yalav Yavo, you're not going to make up to that Tashlumin in any case. And therefore, Tosfos writes, under those conditions, there is no Chiyuv Tashlumin at all. That's the Chiddush that Tosfos writes the name of Rabbeinu Yehuda. Tosfos comments that Umihu Midivrei HaRif Lo Mashmakein. From the Rif, it would appear that this is not true. The Rif does not discuss this case of Yalav Yavo at all. The Rif discusses the following case. A person on Shabbos does not daven mincha. Now a person is obligated to daven tefillas tashlumin. That's not the problem. He missed tefillas mincha entirely. So he's obligated to daven two Shmon Esreis during Maariv. Good. The purpose of the first Shmon Esrei, of course, is Tfilas Arvis, the Tfilas Chova. And then the second Shmon Esrei is the Tfilas Tashlumin. The Gemara tells us that must be the Seder. First you have the Tfilas Chova, and on the coattails of the Tfilas Chova, then you have a Tfilas Tashlumin. Very questionable whether you can ever daven a Tfilas Tashlumin without a Tfilas Chova. There's a Chiddush, for example, that Yassim Mishnah discusses, once dealt with at length, what is the nature of tefillah la'achar dalet shos, right? Until, let's say, chatzos. The zman tefillah ends at dalet shos. But if a person didn't daven by dalet shos, a person is still obligated to daven shachris. What is the nature of that tefillah? Because the Mishnah writes a very great chiddush. That's a form of tefillah's tashlumin. After all, the zman tefillah has ended with dalet shos. So now, it's 11:30 in the morning. You're going to daven a Shmon Esrei. What is that? It's not tefillah bezmana. So what is it? The Keset Mishnah calls that a tefillah tashlumin. That's a very great chiddush. That there's a concept of a tefillah tashlumin, which is not preceded by a tefillah chova. After all, poshub shat natsugya. In brachos nafchavav mebeis, the Gemara is explicit. At least when a person davens two tefillahs, a tefillah chova followed by the tefillah tashlumin, first the tefillah chova, followed by the tefillah tashlumin. Good. That would mean, the Gemara tells us, in terms of atachan antanu, a person says atachan antanu in the first Shmon Esrei. After all, that's tefillah arvis. And then in the next Shmon Esrei, there should not be atachan antanu. After all, one already did so. That's the tefillah tashlumin. So the Gemara mentions what happens if a person makes a mistake. That's the psak halach of the Rif. A person does not daven mincha on Shabbos. He's told he has to daven two Shmon Esreis. And he omits atachan antanu in the first, and he says atachan antanu in the second. What does he do under those conditions? Look, atachan antanu is not makiv. If a person is not mavdol betfila, no problem. Mavdol hakos. It's not atachan antanu problem. But the problem is the following. What was the person's mindset? If the reason that he omitted atachan antanu in the first Shmon Esrei and mentioned it in the second one was a reflection that the person was thinking the following, that the first tefillah is a makeup for mincha, and the second tefillah is mariv, that's a problem the Rif points out. No? Because the failure to recite atachan antanu in the first Shmon Esrei, it's not the atachan antanu issue, but rather it's an indicator that a person had in mind that that should be the tefillah tashlumin, and the second tefillah should be a tefillah arvis. It's unusual. If the person would have forgotten atachan antanu completely in the first Shmon Esrei and the second Shmon Esrei, it wouldn't trouble us. But the fact that he omits it in the first and mentions it in the second, if that indicates that the person confused the order of a tefillah chov and a tefillah tashlumin, there the Rif writes, that is l'ikuva. And the Rif argues, now a person has to daven a third Shmon Esrei. That's the Chiddush. The first Shmon Esrei, his mindset was that was mincha. That's not going to count. The second Shmon Esrei was mariv, atachan antanu, that's good. Now the Rif writes, he is obligated to daven a third Shmon Esrei because the first Shmon Esrei was insufficient. Because you can't have a tefillah tashlumin prior to a tefillah chovah. Good? So Tosus assumes the following Kiddush. What will we tell that person to daven in Shmon Esrei 3? Shmon Esrei without atachan antanu. He said atachan antanu in the second Shmon Esrei. We're not going to have him repeat it again. So we're going to tell him daven without atachan antanu. And what will the person respond? That's exactly what I did. I daven Shmon Esrei 1 and Shmon Esrei without atachan antanu. Isn't that unusual? You're insisting I daven again, reciting the very same words that already davened the first Shmon Esrei. Nonetheless, the Rif says you have to repeat. So Tosus, sorry, we'll have to discuss this Kedusha Tosus, but Tosus assumes that's against the view of Rabbi Yehuda. The Rif is not bothered by that concept of lo yarviach klum. The fact that you're not adding anything in the new tefillah is irrelevant. If you weren't Yotzei, you have to daven a tefillah tashlumin. Even if it so happens that the new Shmon Esrei will be an exact repetition of the Shmon Esrei which you daven. An interesting chiddush. Good. So therefore, Tosus writes, it would appear that the Rif disagrees with this view of Rabbi Yehuda, namely, if on Rosh Chodesh you forgot to recite Yalav Yavo, you have to daven a tefillah tashlumin, you'll tell me that you're going to daven the very same Shmon Esrei that you already did. An answer? The answer is that that's irrelevant. That svarav lo yarviach klum is not true. The Rif is mentioned, doesn't discuss this case of Yalav Yavo. The Rif's talking about the atachan antanu. But if you look in the Rosh and that sugi, the very beginning of the fourth parak of Brachos, Chavav, the Rosh is explicit against the view of Ben Yehuda. The Rosh quotes this Chiddush name of the Chachmei Provence, that they assumed absolutely not true. If a person davens mincha on Rosh Chodesh and fails to recite Yalav Yavo, you are certainly obligated in Tfilas Tashlumin. Absolutely yes, against the view of Rabbi Yehuda. So explicitly a machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda of Tosus against the view of the Chachmir of Provence of the Rosh, with this similar case that the Rif mentions that Chazara is required as well. We assume Mahalach and Arachaim and Simon Kuches that if one does so, one should dav mitchilas tashlumin adaita dinedava. After all, according to the Rosh, you are chayiv, according to Tosus, you're not. So a person should have in mind the possibility that this is a tfilas nedava according to Tosus. There is a similar, further case. This is found in the Har Tzvi, that Tzvi Pesach Frank writes, in Arachayim, in Chelak Aleph, in Simen Nun Dalet. Just a further possibility, again, what you assume of one case does not necessarily apply to the other cases. What would happen if a person davens mincha on Erev Shabbos, and he makes a mistake in his tefillah, for example, he fails to say the same talamata? If the person were to ask you right now, you would tell that person you're obligated to daven again, but what if the person does not realize his error until the night, and now it is Shabbos? If you're going to insist on a tefillah's tashlumin, so he's going to be davening a Shabbos Shmon Esrei that does not contain the askar of the same talamata in any case. So do you argue that, look, he's obligated in tashlumin, or should you argue that, no, the whole purpose of the tashlumin is to make up that chiv of the same talamata, and in such an instance, that is not going to be gained because, as mentioned, tefillas tashlumin all of follows the time period which you're in, and you're not going to be able to say the same talamata on Shabbos. Right? These are three similar cases, well, not necessarily Hoba Hatalya, the issue of Yalaviyava, the same talamata, the Rif's case, of the order of the Tfilas Chov with the Tfilas Tashlumin is reflected in Antaf and Antana. What is this machlokas between Tosus and the Rash? So the way many Achronim present the machlokas, this is also quoted by Shem Reb Chaim, is the following issue. A person is obligated to recite Yalav Yom Rosh Chodesh. As we mentioned, a person is obligated to daven Tfilas Shabbos during Shabbos. The Tfilas Shabbos for Shabbos. Right, the Azkar of Shabbos is an inherent part of Kedushas Hayom. Right, that is considered to be the Cheftza Shel Tefillah. Now, that on Shabbos a person is obligated to daven a Tefillah Shabbos, a Tefillah Yantif, which is absolutely distinct from a Tefillah Shol. What about when it comes to the Chiyuv Azkar of Yalav Yavo? Should we assume that that is considered to be Meikar HaTefillah? That the Tefillah Hayom is B'tziruf Yalav Yavo? And if a person fails to mention Yalav Yavo, it's ki'ilo chiser bracha achas min hatfila. It's like he forgot to say any of the brachas. He forgot to say the first, second, third bracha of Shmon Esrei, which means inherently the tefila is flawed, and you didn't fulfill the kiyum of tefila, let alone the chiyuv azkara. Or maybe one could argue very differently, that if a person forgets Yalav Yavo, the chovas tefila he fulfilled. What was lacking is Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, B'chol Yom V'yom Teino Mein B'chosav Shoyom, he was missing a Chiyuv Azkara. And sometimes it's necessary to repeat a Shmon Esrei, despite the fact that you were Yotzei the Chiyuv Tfila, but you're obligated to repeat the Shmon Esrei simply because of the Chiyuv Azkara. We don't allow for simply a person to recite Yalav Yavo in a vacuum outside of the context, the structure of Tfila, but the reason for the repetition of Shmon Esrei is not because he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of tefillah, but rather because of the chiyuv azkara. Mashlama davar d'omer, we just mentioned the case of Atav and Antanu. A person forgets to say Atav and Antanu. He doesn't repeat Shmon Esrei. Why is that true? You're missing the chiyuv azkara. You're missing Havdalah. What's the obvious solution? The Gemara says, mitov shiach alomra alakos. So no problem, go home and make Havdalah kos. What happens if a person doesn't have a kos? He's obligated to repeat Shmon Esrei. If a person davens Marv Motzei Shabbos, and he forgets to say Atav and Antanu, and he does not have a kos, in such a case he must repeat. Or the Gemara has a case of Tal Bezuv Bezuv. Let's say a person forgot Atav and Antanu, and there was something wrong with his Havdalah as well. He ate, for example, before Havdalah. So there was something wrong with the Havdalah in Tefillah. He failed to recite Atav and Antanu. And his Havdalah was also imperfect because Achila Kodam HaTefillah. We would insist in that instance he has to repeat the Shmon Esrei. What are you going to argue? Atav and Antanu is an inherent part of Shmon Esrei. You can't argue it's an inherent part of Shmon Esrei. And 99% of the time, He doesn't have to repeat it all. Just go home and make Havdalah. In an unusual case where he doesn't have a kos, we're going to require repetition. What does that mean? He needs a kiyum Havdalah. If he doesn't have a kos, that kiyum Havdalah is atachan antanu. But you can't recite atachan antanu in and of itself. It has to be reflected in the context, in the structure of a tefillah. So whenever that is necessary, you're going to have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. L'chor, the same thing then when it comes to Yalaf Yavu as well. Maybe one could argue that the Chiyuv Azkar in Rosh Chodesh is simply a Chiyuv Azkar of the Chaloshem Yom. And if one fails to do so, one certainly is Mekayim the mitzvah of tefillah, but a person as of yet must acknowledge the Kedusha Siyam of Rosh Chodesh. Maybe that's the machlokes then between Tosus Rabbein Yehuda as opposed to the Rosh. If you seem like Rabbein Yehuda, very mistaber. Ein marviach klum. Tefillah yuri yotzen. All that you're missing is the Chiyuv Azkara. So if repetition of Shmoneh Esrei will allow for that Chiyuv Azkara, you're obligated to do so. But already, if it is no longer Rosh Chodesh, so the Chiyuv Azkara you will not be making up, and the Chiyuv of Tefillah you're already yotzen. That's exactly what Tosos comments, that ein marviach klum. And according to the Kiddush of the Rosh, the Chachmei Pavans, that's not true. If a person fails to recite Yalav Yavo, it's comparable to the case of Chisar Brachachas. In fact, then he's not Yotzei the Chiyuv Tefillah, not Yotzei the Chiyuv Shmoneh Esrei. In which case, a person is obligated in Tashlumin, not just simply because there's a Chiyuv Haskara. No, but a person must be Mashlim the Chiyuv Tefillah, and that will apply even if it is no longer Rosh Chodesh. This Chiddush, this Machlokas Tosus in the Rosh, Lachor also today is in Tosus a little bit later in Brachos and Daf, Chavtes Amadeins. Chavtes Amadeins, the Gemara also tells us that if a person again fails to recite Yalav Yavo, a person is obligated to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. So Tosus Chavtes Amadeins and Brachos, the Ramaskol Tov, quotes the following Chiddush of Halachos Gadolos, an important Chiddush. When is this true, that you're obligated to repeat Shmoneh Esrei? Daf Gebiyachid. That's only true if a person is davening b'yichidus. He forgot Yalav Yavo, he has to repeat. Avol b'tzibur, shama mishliach tzibur. But if you're davening b'tzibur, good, so you forgot to say Yalav Yavo, so you can rely on the Chazar Sashas. And Tosus continues, and even though the Gemara tells us that if a person is a baki, he doesn't have the option of reliance on the Chazan. No, the purpose of Chazar Sashas is, as the Gemara tells us, lehotzi mishena baki. So Tosus says, that's true of a person, shlo yisfalo klal. A person comes into shul and he says, you know what, I'm not going to daven this morning, I'll rely on the chazan. But a person who is daven, but tav et filoso, he has the right to rely on chazaras hashatz. And then Tosus continues and quotes the distinction of Rabbeinu Meir. But med var mamurim, that you can rely on the chazaras hashatz, that's only if shachach shorosh chodesh. That's if you daven, but you forgot yalav yavo. But Tosus writes explicitly, Avol shachach bracha shlema machzirin oso. Let's assume you saw that there's a page missing in the Siddur, and you skipped a bunch of brachos. You can't rely on the chazaras hashatz. That is not considered to be the kiyum tefillah. Mashen kein, if in fact you daven, all that was missing is yalav yavo, for that you can rely on the chazan for the chiyuv azkara. Good? That chiddush, that distinction of Rabbeinu Meir, l'chora, that is like Tosus against the Rosh Hashanah Chof Mipavans. If you assume that the tefillah is considered to be a tefillah b'shleimusa even without the kiyum of Yalav Yavo, all that is lacking is the chiyum azkara, then one could argue the chiddush of Bahag Rabbeinu Meir for the chiyum azkara. All you need is context of Shmoneh Esrei, the framework, the structure. For that, you can rely on chazaras hashatz. But if the person did not daven, or if the tos and his tefillah means al pidin, it's as though lo hispalel, shabbat bracha shleim, in such a case, that is insufficient. So pashav shabbos tudeos, nav chavav, regarding the tefillah's tashlumin, also reflect the tudeos and the tosos and brachos, nav chavtes madeis, as to whether a person can rely on the chazin when there is a mistake in his tefillah. The Rama also mentions the following chiddush. This is found in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tav Chav Beis. What happens in a case of Safek Hispalel? So the Gemara tells us in Brachos Nav Chav Aleph that if Safek Hispalel, Safek Lo Hispalel, Chozer Umispalel. Person davens again, even though tefillah is only Drabanon, That's what the Gemara applies the principle of Yochanan. Halavayish ispalolam kol yom kulam. The bottom line in the case of Safek ispalo, chozer umispalo. An important machlok is the Rashba and the Rambam. The Rashba writes in that sugya, what is the Gemara mean Safek ispalo, chozer umispalo? Rashba writes, b'tnai, a person should be must in his tefillin, important chiddush. That if in fact I did daven, this is a tefillas nedava. And if I fail to daven, this is a tefillas chova. It's interesting, when the Rambam quotes this halacha of Safek Yisfalo, the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Yud, halacha Vav, the Rambam writes, why daven again? Al dashihi nedava. The Rambam writes, Mikra Hadin, right? Safek is the kula. Why do you daven another time? Al dashihi nedava. It's just an interesting ha'ara that the Rambam does not mention masne. The Rashba writes, a person should make a tanai. The Rambam just writes, in the case of Safek Yisfalo, it's interesting Kiddush, whether Tnai works when it comes to Kavana. Whenever we spoke about Chalal Shem, a person makes a Kinyan, a Maisa Gerishin, where you're the Bala Chalos, you can do so, all Tnai. Now that's what the Gemara says in Ksuvas and Daf, Ayin Dalam Ad Aleph. Milsad Yisav Ishlichus, Yisav Tnai. If you're the Bailim in a particular Chafis, in a particular Chalos, so you can make it conditional. Now we discussed that at great length last year, discussed Rav Hanan and so on. But not every area of the halacha do we assume a tnai would work? No? Very question whether tnai works when it comes to kavana in tefila. Can a person, in fact, be masna? The Rashba is mefurish, that yes, a person can daven that either a shmonesre will be a tefila schova or a tefila sandava. And even though that seems to be a great solution, right, masna, the Ram does not mention that. If a person cannot daven a daita de chova, a person must daven a daita de nedava. There's no possibility. Then what did you have in mind? Well, it's either a tefilas chova or it's considered to be a tefilas nedava. But that's what the Mechaber writes in Tavchav Beis, right? That in a case of Safek Yispalel, Chozum Yispalel, the Raman Tavchav Beis writes the following great Kiddush. What happens if Vada Yispalel, but Safek in his Kiryala Viyavo? What happens if a person absolutely daven, but we're not sure whether he recited Yalla the other? The Rama writes a very great Kiddush that Eino Chozer Mispalo. You don't have to be Shemon Esrei. It is a suffix as to whether you forgot Yalla the other. That's a very great Kiddush. Normally we assume when it comes to a suffix and tefillah what we call B'desir Chenokat. No? A person normally just follows the routine. This is what he says every day. If a person did not consciously deviate from that, we assume what he normally did. So that would indicate that we should assume a person forgot to recite Yalav Yavo. Here the Rama writes, no, we treat it as Safek, and a Chiddush al Gabe Chiddush, and that is that a Safek, when it comes to Yalav Yavo, is not comparable to Safek Yispalel. Poshub shot that Rama would have been very nicely with the Chiddush of Tosus against the Chiddush of the Rosh. That Safek Hiski Yalav Yavo is not the same as Safek Yispalel. Why? Because even in the case where Vadai, Shokach Lomer Yalav Yavo, that's a case of Vada, Hispano. It's a suffix in the Azkara, the suffix of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. It's not the Rama writes. We'll apply the principle of suffix, which is the Kula. Poshav Shat, that's the Chiddush of the Halachos Gedolos and the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham. What does it mean that if a person, Davin Shachar, Stal Yalav Yavo, no, a person can rely on Tfilas Musa? How is that possible? A person would daven a tefillas chol b'shabbos, we say no problem, rely on tefillas musa. Poshav shat that chiddush of Magen Avraham is based on this hesber of Tosus. That in the case of Yalav Yavon Rosh Chodesh, it is not considered to be part of the cheftze shel tefillah, to the extent that the person is not yotzei tefillah. No, a person is yotzei tefillah. That certainly is true. All that is missing is the chi of askara, to mark the fact that now it is Rosh Chodesh. That's the Chiddush of Magen Avraham, based on the Bahag. That if a person is about to daven Tfilas Musa, and Tfilas Musa will obviously include an askara that now it is Rosh Chodesh. So that is sufficient as far as the chiyuv of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Ideally, you're asking me l'chakhila, we would tell the person to be mazkir Baruch Hashem Yom Yom in every one of the Tfilas Hayom. But b'di'evet, if a person failed to do so in Shachris, a person has the right to immediately do so in Musaf and Yotzei. According to the Rosh, the failure to mention Yalav Yavo is comparable to Chiser Bracha Achas. So So in such an instance, you can't argue if you're not Yotzei Shachris, just daven Musaf, and that will rectify that difficulty. But if in principle you are Yotzei, all you're missing is the Chiyuv Askara, so therefore Ba'oso Zman Tfil, that Chiyuv Askara is considered to be made up. That's the Chiddush of the Sheet of Magen Avraham. All this based on that concept of Tosas, that Yalav Yavo perhaps is not an inherent part of the Chiyuv Tfilah. A further difference could be regarding the level of Kavana which is necessary. You've probably seen, right, the piece that Reb Chaim has in Peredala B'chus Tfilah, the Stir in the Rambam, regarding the need for Kavana in Tfilah. In Perek Dalet, when the Rambam tells us the importance of Kavana in Tfilah, in Shmon Esrei, the Rambam writes that it is absolutely essential, it is necessary for all of Tfilah, and the Rambam goes as far as saying that Kol Tfilah Shinu B'Kavana, if you daven without Kavana, what's wrong with that? The Rambam writes, Eina Tfilah. Ad kedei kach. Eina Tfilah. Good. There I would tell you that Tfilah is an inherent part. It's part of the definition. Kavana is part of the definition of Tfilah. Tfilah, void of Kavana, is meaningless. The Rambam writes, Eina Tfilah. And then you come to the Rambam, a little while later in Perek Yud Hilchos Tfilah, as Reb Chaim points out, there the Rambam writes that no. If a person davens b'li kavana, chozer v'yispalo b'kavana. You're missing kavana? Okay, you have to make up that element. So daven again. And the Rambam writes, b'med v'ram amurim, when is that true? That's when it comes to avos. When it comes to avos, the first bracha of Shmon Esrei. But as long as this necessary kavana was present for avos, that is considered to be sufficient. So number one, mamish, the stira gluya. Is kavana essential in tefillah for all of tefillah, or just for the onset of tefillah? For avos. Good. Number two, the formulation of the Rambam, where the Rambam writes in Perek Dal that tefillah without kavana is eina tefillah. Mashen kein in Perek Yud, the Rambam does not write that. The Rambam just says, look, you daven without kavana, that's a problem, and therefore yachzer v'yispalo the kavana. So Reb Chaim points out that the Rambam is speaking about two very different types of kavana. In Perek Dal, there the Rambam is talking about the essential kavana of tefillah, right? The very base root of kavana, which is necessary. And what is that? That is amida lifnei hashchina. That's the definition of kavana. That's considered to be part of the maisa tefillah. That's part of the chefzah shel tefillah. To the point that the Rambam writes, if a person will daven without the realization of amida lifnei hashchina, that is not called tefillah. Very mistaken. That's comparable to mamish misasek. No, that is not even called a maisa tefillah. Just like if a person has no intent regarding that which he is doing. That's not an issue of mitzvah srichas kavana. It's a saint srichas kavana. That's considered to be misasek. There's no kavana samaisa. This is not considered to be tefillah whatsoever. Good. That's the Rambam Perek Dalet. When the Rambam discusses the Rambam Ma'akbin, this is the essential root of tefillah. Reb Chaim writes the Rambam in Perek Yud, of Hilchos Tefillah, discussing the elevated level of tefillah above and beyond amida lifnei hashchina. Right, that the person understands the significance of tefillah, pirush hamilim. Here the Rambam writes that that, obviously, is ideal for all of Shmon Esrei. Minimally, that is necessary for the bracha of avos. That additional level of kavana. So there is in a type of essential kavana without which ainot tefillah. And then there is a Tosefes Kavana, where the Rambam frames that that is called a Tefillah B'li Kavana. You're not Yotzei, because Tefillah requires a heightened level of Kavana, but that's very limited. That is a Halacha, Misiyemes, and the Bracha of Avos that doesn't extend to the entire Shmon Esrei. So take a look at that Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim writes that there are two different levels of Kavana and Tefillah. Part of Kavana is inherent to the point that without it ain't a Tefillah. And then there is an elevated level of kavana to fulfill the chovas hatfilah. So that Tosefes kavana is necessary, and that is only for part of the Shmon Esrei, not for the entire Shmon Esrei. Good? Zolti suggests the following kiddush. Let's assume, for example, a person davens a Shmon Esrei, and he forgets Yalav Yavo. Person's obligated to repeat. Let's assume, for example, in that second Shmon Esrei, the person's kavana was flawed. Didn't have proper kavana. in a second Shmoneh Esrei. What would that mean? And is there a basis to distinguish between Kavana A and Kavana B? Suggest the following Chiddush. If you assume like the Rosh, where Yalav Yavon Rosh Chodesh is considered to be an inherent part of Shmoneh Esrei, to the point that Chiser Brach Achas, and therefore not only did you fail to be Mazkir Kedusha Seyom of Rosh Chodesh, but you're not Yotzi the Chovas Tefillah, you're starting from scratch. Your second Shmoneh Esrei requires both levels of Kavana, level 1, level 2. Without it, you will not be Yotze at all. But if you assume that no, that's not true, that the Chiyu Tefillah, of course, you are Yotze, as Tosas assumes. All that you're missing is Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, the Chiyu Askara. But you know what? The Chiyu Askara cannot be in a vacuum. It has to be in the structure, in the context, the framework of Tefillah. So now one could ask the following. What happens if a person davens that additional Shmoneh Esrei, he says Yalav Yavo, but some measure of Kavana was lacking in that new Shmoneh Esrei? Maybe you could argue as follows. Well, look, if you're going to tell me that a Shmoneh Esrei without Kavana is nothing, maybe that is not even called Yalav Yavo in the structure, the framework of context. If you're going to tell me you didn't fulfill the mitzvah tefillah because you weren't mechaven in avos, well, what would happen if I'm davening a Shmoneh Esrei without the need of fulfilling the mitzvah tefillah, without the need of added kavanah and avos? Therefore, it suggests an interesting chiddush that in this new Shmoneh Esrei, kavanah of the Rambam in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Tefillah is critical. The kavanah of the Rambam in Perek Yud is always ideal, but you'll be yotzi even without that. That is called a tefillah b'li kavanah, as opposed to eina tefillah. And if the only need for chazar is because of context, then perhaps you don't require that heightened level of kavanah. This fact, that yalav yavo, as Tosus assumes, is considered to be chiyuv azkara, and not an inherent part of chefze shel tefillah. And again, this is because, as we discussed earlier, that there's a marked difference in terms of Yisr Malacha between Rosh Chodesh as opposed to Shabbos and Yantiv, a Chiyuv Azkara, but the Tefillah is considered to be a complete Tefillah even without Yalav Yavo. This is a Chiddush that Rav Slavetchik explained, B'Shem Rav Chaim, even going a step further. This is quoted in Eretz HaTzvi, Rav Shachter has in Simen Hei, at the very beginning piece. Here Rav Slavetchik pointed out B'Shem Rav Chaim the following. That Yalav Yavo and Rosh Chodesh is a Chiyuv Azkara. And the Azkara main Hamaor is not Makeves B'Tfilah. Tfilah, of course, you are Yotze. You're missing simply the Chiyuv Azkara. How often must the Chiyuv Azkara be recited? Minimally, the Chiyuv Azkara must be right in every one of the Zmanei HaTfilah. Every one of the Zmani HaTfila requires Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, the Chiyuv Azkara, minimally. Ideally, when is there a Chiyuv Azkara? In every tefillah, no? You're davening Shacharis and Musaf in the same Zman tefillah, right? Ideally, it's necessary to acknowledge the fact that it is Rosh Chodesh in Shacharis as well as in Musaf. Good? Minimally, as long as a person is mazkir, but also zman tefillah, the fact that it is Rosh Chodesh, that is considered to be sufficient. And that's exactly what the Bahag and the Magen Avraham are assuming. That look, you forgot to mention Yalav Yavo and Shachris, that is not a problem because after all, you have the opportunity to do so in Musaf. And therefore, but also zman tefillah, there will be an azkara that now it is Rosh Chodesh. So now a great Chiddush B'Shem Rav Chaim. If you'll ask me if that's true, so why then do we assume that if a person forgot to daven Shacharis, he daven Shacharis, forgot to say Yalav Yavo, and he asks the Shaila at the right time, what do I do now, before he davens Musaf, what would you tell him? Daven again? No, you wouldn't tell him now to rely on Tfilas Musaf. That Magen Avraham was b'dievet, no? If a person didn't repeat Shacharis, and then daven Musaf, now we'll tell him, you don't have to daven again. But if he'll catch you in between, I daven Shacharis, forgot Yalav Yavo, didn't yet daven Musaf, what do I do now? What's the answer? Repeat Shacharis with Yalav Yavo. So Rav said B'Shem Rav Chaim, a very great Kiddush, that's only a tefillah as nedava. Meikar hadin, All that is necessary is to be mazkir the Kedusha Sayom Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, but also Zman Tfilah. Lichat Tfilah, every Tfilah. The fact that if you fail to mention in Tfilah A, you have a right to go ahead and to repeat the Shmon Esrei. That's the Toras Nadava. That was the Chiddush of Reb Chaim. But if a person forgets to say Yalav Yavo in Shachris, Tfilah his Yotze, all that is lacking is the Chiyav Askara. That Chiyav Askara can be made up during Tfilas Musaf. The need to repeat Shachris is adapted in the Nadava. Therefore, Reb Chaim suggested two very important nafkaminas lahalacha. Number one is the following. What happens if it's Rosh Chodesh Shachal B'Shabbos? Where on Shabbos we don't daven a Tfilas Nadava? That's what the Rambam tells us. That's what Falun Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuv Zayin. That after all, Tfilas Nadava is patterned after a Karban Nadava. And since there's no Karban Nadava on Shabbos, there's no Tfilas Nadava on Shabbos. That itself is a Chiddush. That's what the Rambam writes in the name of the Gonim. That's what the Chab writes in Simen Kuv Zayin. One could have argued, there's nothing wrong with a Tfilas Nadava on Shabbos. What's wrong with that Karban Nadava? Isser Malacha. How can you engage in Shechita? Shechita is an Isser Malacha. But yet the Gonim write that if Tfilah is Kneged Tmidim, and there's no such thing as a Karban Nedava on Shabbos, there's no such thing as a Tfilas Nedava on Shabbos. So Chiddush number one of Reb Chaim is the following. If a person Shabbos Rosh Chodesh forgets to say Yalav Yavo in Shachris, we will tell that person, do not daven again, just daven Musa. The Chi of Tfilah was Yotze, he's missing the Askara. Askara you can make up with Musa. It's just Bitaras Nedava that you have a right to daven an additional tefillah to mention Yalav Yavo, right? Only Bechon Ap Shabbos. And then, second Chiddush B'Shem Reb Chaim, what about Bizman Hazeh? Reb Chaim said, Bizman Hazeh, we are not knowing to daven a tefillah Nedava in general. We have enough difficulty with Kavana in the tefillah Scholva. Tefillah Nedava requires some sense of Chiddush Davar. So therefore, Chaim pointed out that the Zman Hazar practice is not to daven a Tfilas Nadava, and therefore, a very great Kiddush, that Enochinami, the Zman Hazar of Chaim Wutaskin, if a person forgot to recite Yalav Yavo during Shachris, we would tell the person Lechat Chila, just to daven Musa. Just like the Bahag's, right? Kiddush that Rashi quotes, that if there's Tircha de Tzibura, we're not going to tell the Chazan repeat everything. You now rely lechat chila on tefilas Musa. That was the chiddush that Reb Chaim suggested. Even when it comes to shachris bizman hazeh, all of this lomdus is only true if you assume that mikar hadin yalav yavo is a chiyuv askara. But you're yotzei tefila. No one would argue that if you're not yotzei tefila, you can just rely on a tefilas Musa. There a person is obligated to daven mikar hadin. Just a further chiddush. If this is true, one could even go right, a step further. We discussed the machlokas tosas in the rush. A person davens mincha, rosh chodesh, fails to recite yalav yavo. Good? Doesn't realize his mistake until tonight. What's the problem? Tonight is no longer rosh chodesh. So what do you do? Tashlumin, no tashlumin. Good? Let me ask you the following case. What would happen? No problem. It's a 2-day rosh chodesh. Tonight is Rosh Chodesh. Now, person daven mincha, forgot to say Yalav Yavo, so no, tonight is Rosh Chodesh. So l'chora, one would argue, as a devar poshut, no, that in that case, so daven an additional Shmon Esrei, because now you're gaining Yalav Yavo. Now, Remus Daver, that's the Mishnah Berurah writes, in Sim and Kubches, in Sivkot and Lamed Aleph, Remus Daver, tonight is Rosh Chodesh, no Shaila. So of course go ahead and daven again. And then if you look in the Shar HaTzinum Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Nun Dalet, quotes what seems to be this very difficult shita of the Binyan Ariel that writes now. Even in such a case, not only when tonight is no longer Rosh Chodesh, even if tonight is Rosh Chodesh, you don't daven again? According to this, it's very mistaber, no? If the halacha is the following, the tefillah you are yotzei, all you're missing is the chiyuv azkara. So what does that mean? Tefillah, in fact, you're yotzei. However, the Torah insists that during every zaman tefillah, a person should acknowledge the fact that now it is Rosh Chodesh. Good? So I'll ask you a very simple thing. So a person daven Mincha and Rosh Chodesh. He forgot Yalla V'Yavo. So Tefillah he fulfilled. What did he fail to accomplish? He failed to mention the fact that now it's Rosh Chodesh during that window of time, during the Zman Mincha. So now the Zman Mincha has passed. Now it's Maariv. It so happens, it's still Rosh Chodesh. So what would a person gain by davening a Tefillah Tashlumin? Tefillah he was already Otzei. What was missing? He failed to be Mazkir the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh during the Zman Mincha. That will he be making up by Tashlumin. By davening Maariv, he's going to mention the fact that it is Rosh Chodesh during the Zman Maariv. What was he missing? No, the fact that he failed to do so during the Zman Mincha. That's going to be made up through the Chiyuv of Tashlumin. By doing it twice at night, it's as though he did so a few hours ago while it was still day. It's exactly this point. It's not just whether you'll be able to make up the Yalav Yavo. What you will accomplish by doing so. If the purpose of the Chiyuv Azkara is to acknowledge during the Zman Mincha that it is now Rosh Chodesh. So that will not be making up by the Chiyuv Tashlumin. A Tefillah. Tefillah you're certainly Yotzei. No, that's the further Chiddush, the Binyan Ariel, that even if tonight was Rosh Chodesh, there's no Chiyuv of Tashlumin. If you look at the Pesachei Tshuva in the very end of Siman Kuf Ches, Pesachei Tshuva writes the following Chiddush. He quotes this possibility that even if it's a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, still no Tashlumin. And the Pesachei Tshuva writes the following, that this is comparable to the case of the Magen Avraham, of Shachris and Musaf. Just as the Magen Avraham writes, that if you daven Shachris without Yalav Yavo, and you daven Musaf, you don't repeat, who are the Nami when it comes to our case, the 2-day Rosh Chodesh? You see the Pesachei Tshuva, very unusual. What's the link between those two cases? What is the Magen Avraham's issue? Shachris and Musaf have to do with this issue of the Minchan Maariv. But according to this Hesber, it's exactly the same. It's exactly the same. Tefillah Yotzei. All that you must do is mention Yalav Yavo Ba'oso Zman Tefillah. So Ba'oso Zman Tefillah, you're going to mention it in Tefillas Musa, and that will exempt you from saying it in Shachris, because Tefillah Yotzei, and Ba'oso Zman, you did so then, that's exactly the case then of a Mincha and Maariv. Mincha already Yotzei. There's a need to mention the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh, that cannot be accommodated by a Tashlumin. The fact that you're going to mention it twice during Maariv is unnecessary. You're going to be mentioning the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh in the regular Tfilas Maariv, and that is considered to be a sufficient form of Azkar. This is Poshur Pshat, and this machlokus between Tosus and the Rush, as to whether Yalav Yavo is an inherent part of Tefillah, or whether it's just a Chiyuv Azkar. There is, however, the following difficulty. This is clear in the other Rishon. But when you come back to the Tosus that we began with, in Brachos and Daf Chavav Madeis, you may be forced to interpret the Tosus very differently. What is the Chiddush of the Rosh? Very simply, that Yalav Yavo is considered to be an inherent part of the Chetzer Shel Tefillah. You miss Yalav Yavo, you don't say Tefillah, you're obligated to Tashlumin. Tosfos says it's not true. Lo Yarviyav Klum. Nothing is gained. Why is nothing gained? So we assume simply, nothing is gained because Tefillah you don't say, or you're missing a Chiyuv Azkara, you're not going to be making up that Chiyuv Azkara in any case. Good. What's the difficulty if this is Pshat and Tosfos? The difficulty is the comparison of Tosfos. If that's all Tosfos said, and that's what's presented in other Rishonim, so wonderful. That's a machlokas, a beautiful Chiddush, right? Whether the Chiyuv Azkar is part of the Chefetz Shel Tefillah. Good. What's the difficulty? Tosfos says that this Chiddush of Lo Yarviyav Klum of Rabbeinu Yehuda is against the Rif. Well, because the Rif understands differently. Where do you see that the Rif understands differently? Because the Rif holds in the Atachan and Tano case, right? One without, two with, you have to daven a third one without. What does that have to do with our issue of Yalav Yavo? If the longest of Yalav Yavo is whether the Chiyuv Azkara of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom is part of the Cheftes Shel Tefillah, or whether it is an extraneous Azkara, what does that have to do with the Rif? You know, in broadest sense, it's similar. Do you have to repeat a Shemoneh Esrei where even in repetition you're not going to make up that which you missed? Oh, good, but in Lundus, they're worlds apart. What, the Rif is against Tosus? Why is Rif against Tosus? You know what the Rif will argue? I agree with you 100%. If you daven a good Shemoneh Esrei, and all you did was forgot Yalav Yavo, you're 100%. You're Yotzei Tefillah. No? But if you confuse the Tefillas Chov and the Tefillas Nedava, what does that have to do with Yalav Yavo? There, you know what I'll tell you? That you weren't Yotzei the Chiyuv of Tefillah. And of course you have to daven Shemoneh Esrei number 3. If the machlokas between Tosus and the Rush revolves around not tefillah or not tashlumin, but revolves simply around the chiyuv azkar of Yalav Yavo, how can you argue that what is true in that case will also apply to the Tachanun Tanu case, no? Or for example, the case of Tzibir Safran quoted, the same Talamatar. There you could argue as well. What does it have to do with Yalav Yavo? Yalav Yavo, you could argue, is just a chiyuv azkar. But the same Talamatar, that's an essential part of Shemoneh Esrei. During the time of the year that it must be mentioned, it's more than just a chiyuv azkara. Without it, the Shemoneh Esrei is incomplete. It's no stira to argue that for Yalav Yavo there's no tashlumin, but for Saint Talamata there is tashlumin. That's a stira. I'll tell you now, Yalav Yavo is a chiyuv azkara, but not true of Saint Talamata. So why does Tosus assume that the Rif is at odds with this chiddush of Tosus? They're talking about two completely different halachos entirely. And just because you hold Yalav Yavo is a chiyuv azkara, when you have to hold the same thing as when it comes to Tefillas Chovah, Tefillas Nedavah, there I'll tell you the following, that if a person davens what should be a Tefillas Chovah, and he does so adai to the Tashlumin, you're not Yotzei. Tosus could agree with that, no? Why does Tosus link those two chiddushim? So maybe one could argue that Tosus understands this issue completely differently than we've discussed up until now. You could say this in the other Shalom, it's very mistaken, in the Bahag, in the Magen Avram, the Chiddush Reb Chaim, beautiful. But if you're going to argue this is the Pshat and Tosus, you're going to have a difficulty with Tosus jumping from case to case. What else could you say in Tosus? Maybe one could suggest the following Chiddush and Tosus. Maybe one could argue that no, Tosus agrees with the Rush. That Yalav Yavo is part of the Iker Chovas HaTefillah. It's an inherent part of Tefillah. It's like a case of Chisur Bracha Achas. But even so, Tosus says, there's no need for Tashlumin. The fact that there's no need for Tashlumin, does that mean that Tosus says it's just an extraneous Chiyuv Azkara? Maybe one could argue, according to Tosus, a great Chiddush, even if you'll tell me that Yalav Yavo is essential, it's inherent. But you know what? There's still no Chiyuv Tashlumin, if you forgot it. Why should you assume that that's true? Now, how can you argue that it's inherent, but no need for Tashlumin? Maybe the Tosus is working with a very different Chiddush entirely. And that is, the Tosus is assuming that Tashlumin is relatively weak. If Tashlumin means that you are making up the exact Kiyum that you missed, I understand. But maybe that's not what Tashlumin is altogether. Maybe Tashlumin is not an absolute makeup for that mister, that flawed feeling. What else is it? For example, Tosus, right? On the earlier Amud, and Daf Chavav Amud Amud, Tosus writes the following Kiddush. There's no Tashlumin when it comes to Tfilas Musa. Why not? Tfilas Musa, that's a Tfilah which is connected to Karban. And Avar Yomo, Bato Karbano. The day passes, you can't make it up. Finished. Why is there Tashlumin then for Shar Tefillos? How can you ever have Tashlumin? So you know what Tosus writes? A very great Kiddush. The Gemara doesn't say this. This is what Tosus is Machadish. Because the Gemara said earlier, Daf Chaf Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan, Halavai Shispal Adam Kol Yom Kulo. You can daven whatever you want. So Tosus says, Tfila is Bakashas Rachamim. And therefore, Bakashas Rachamim is always appropriate. So if you missed the Tfila, have an additional Bakashas Rachamim. And in Achinami, Tfila, which is not Bakashas Rachamim, there's no Tashlumin. That's an interesting Chiddush, Tosus says. Tosus tells us that perhaps the Chiyuv Tashlumin is not tit for tat, that you are making up the exact Kiyum Tfila that you missed, with the only difference that Tashlumin is a Tfila Shalom Bizmana, and the Iker Tfila is a Tfila Bizmana. Tosus says much more than that. That a tefillas tashlumin is a tefillas nedava. It's just bakashas rachamim. You shouldn't even have the vision or the misimpression that by davening a tashlumin you're making up that which was missed. Not really. There's an element of muvos yuchaliskom whenever you miss a tefillah. Tashlumin is just an opportunity to have, in some shape or form, a hashlama, that's an opportunity for additional bakashas rachamim. An interesting finish. See, when you see the Tosus writes in Abchavav that Tashlumin is relatively weak, Tashlumin does not mean that you are making up all that was missed. It just simply means it's an opportunity of bakashas rachamim. Maybe now when you come to the Tosus Abchavav Habez, you could argue as follows. Maybe Tosus agrees with the Rashi that missing Yalav Yavo is a serious problem. But you know what? That is not going to be rectified by Tfilas Tashlumin. Tfilas Tashlumin is just Bakashas Rachamim. And what's the next line? The punchline. And if you daven on Yalav on Rosh Chodesh, and you forgot Yalav Yavo, true, you weren't Yotzi the Chovas Tfilah, but it's Lo Gora Bakashas Rachamim. No? So good, you failed to recite Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. And I will tell you that means that your Shemoneh Esrei is inherently flawed. But Bakashas Rachamim L'chor it is. And since what you did daven was an act of Bakashas Rachamim, there's no reason to daven a Tashlumin. There's nothing that will be gained by the Tashlumin that was missed by the Tzvudat Yalav Yavo. I'll give you an example. The Mishnah Berurah writes, it's a Chiddush, but the Mishnah Berurah writes, in Tav Kuf Tzari Gimel, in Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha. Let's say a person only knows some brachas L'Shemoneh Esrei. He doesn't have a sitter. And he knows a dozen brachas. He doesn't know the others. So Mishnah Berurah writes, you can still daven those. Bakashas Rachamim. So daven what you know, because that's an act of Bakashas Rachamim. You're not going to fulfill the Chovas HaTfila. And in Achinami, if later on you're going to get the sitter, we're going to tell you to daven again. But it's not a bracha of hatala. It's not a meaningless act. It's bakashas rachamim, right? That's what Mishnah writes. Mas ispalo mishum bakashas rachamim. Well, if all tashlumin is bakashas rachamim, maybe I'll tell you the following: that the fact that you don't have to daven tashlumin is not an indicator that you missed very little, but rather it's an indicator that you are going to be making up relatively little in the tefillas tashlumin. This is a Chiddush that's just found in the Sefer Asher L'Shlomo, one of the Rosh Yeshiva Panavish, Rosh Shlomo Brehman in Siman Aleph, right? That maybe when you see that Kesher Tosus, you have to argue differently. Because if you're going to tell me that Tosus is maintaining Yalav Yavo is relatively less significant, so how do you see that the Rif disagrees? If you're going to tell me the position of Tosus is that even if you miss something quite crucial, but you don't have to daven again because Tashlumin is only Bakashas Rachamim, then you understand the Hemshech Tosus. So good, when you messed up the order of a Tfilas Chov and a Tfilas Adava, that was a big mistake. And there's something which is lacking in the Kiyum Tfila. But the Balei Tosus will argue, but that's not going to be made up by just simply davening another Tfila, which is a Bakashas Rachamim necessarily. And the fact that the Rif argues that you have to do so, then maybe you could argue that that's against, right, the Chiddush Tosus. If you look in Rabbi Yona, there is an indication that these two issues are linked in this way. If you you look in the Rabbinion, Brachos Nafir Chesem Rav Adab Erev Duras Chalta, Rabbi Yonah quotes the Rabbanei Tzarfas. That right? Tosus is Chiddush. That there's no Tashlumen for Tfilas Musaf. Because after all, Tfilas Musaf is not Bakashas Rachamim. Good? And Tashlumen is just Bakashas Rachamim. So if a person does not daven Musaf, there's no Tashlumen because Tashlumen is only Bakashas Rachamim. And then take a look at Rabbi Yonah. The next lines. Umizeh hatam. Rabbi Yonah writes, and for this reason, and then he mentions Tosos. Umizeh hatam, if a person tov, lo vizkur, shor rosh chodesh, bimincha, se'eno chozer b'lad lo mispalo. What is umizeh hatam? What does the fact that there is no Tashlumen for Musaf have to do with our issue of Yalav Yavo, Mincha, and Rosh Chodesh? What does Rabbi Yonah mean? Mizeh Hatam. That's the same issue. What the world they have to do with each other? The Tosas and Brachos Dav Chavav, there's no Tashlumen for Musaf. The Tosas Dav Chavav Rabbeh is our Yalav Yavo issue. If you assume this approach, it's exactly Mizeh Hatam. Once Tosas has demonstrated that all Tashlumen is Bakashas Rachamim and nothing more, that's what Tosos says, that even if you forget Yalav Yavo, you don't have to make it up, because what are you making up? That which you said was also Bakashas Rachamim. And the added Kiyum Tfila that you missed, you're not going to be making up in Tashlumin, because Tashlumin is not going to be mashlim that full Kiyum Tfila in any case. That's an interesting Chiddush. One perhaps could even suggest, you have to see that, so in Brachos Nav Chavav, the Gemara says that, look, I understand if you didn't daven Shachris Kedah Mincha twice, because it's the same Yom HaTfilah, right? But the Gemara says, what if you didn't daven Mincha? Can you daven Maariv twice? Maybe not. Avar Yom HaBatar Karbano. No? So what does the Gemara say? Nav Chavav and Brachos. No, there's Tashlumin in both cases. There's Tashlumin whether you didn't daven Shachris, daven Mincha twice, and there is also Tashlum if you didn't daven Mincha, daven Gemara twice, right? The Gemara had a Hava Mina, the Tashlum is only Bosayom Tfila, right? Shachris to Mincha, for example. The Gemara says, no, it's not true, right? There's even Tashlumin from Mincha to Marav, even though Avra Yomo Batzav Karbana. Maybe one could suggest a very interesting finish. Maybe you have to kind of bring Raya to demonstrate this is true. The Gemara suggested that Tashlumin only works Bosi Yom Tfila, from Shachris to Mincha, not from Mincha to Maariv. And the Gemara says, no, that's not true. There's Tashlumin from Mincha to Maariv, as we know, even that Mincha to Maariv twice. It also says that's because Allah Shis Falam Kiyom Kudo, because it's just Bakashas Rachamim. Maybe one could argue that, you know, that have a meaning of the Gemara, that there's an essential difference between Tashlumin for Shachris and Tashlumin for Mincha. Maybe that's true lahalacha. Maybe that's really true. If it's Ba'oso Yom Tfila, maybe one could suggest a chiddush that Tashlumin accomplishes much more. Because both Sayyam Tfila, if a person didn't daven Shachris, daven's Mincha, there you don't apply the principle of a Yom HaBatar Karbanah. It's still the Yom Tfila. Tashlumin from one day to the next. A person can make up yesterday's Tfila, that you have to come out to Bakashas Rachamim. Maybe one could argue a chiddush that even the Maskana, there's a world of difference between Tashlumin between Shachris to Mincha as opposed to Mincha to Maariv. Not only in Havamina. Like Havamina, the Gemara is extreme. Tashlumin works in the first case, it doesn't work in the second case. But maybe one could argue that even the Maskana, the Tashlumin works in both cases, it's a different form of Tashlumin entirely. It's interesting Chiddush. And what then is the sheet of the Rush? The Rush is Chachmi Pavans, who argue that, though, this is not true. You forget to recite Yalav Yaval, Mincha and Rosh Chodesh. You're obligated to daven again. Why is that true? What is accomplished by that additional tefillah? That, l'chor, you could argue in one of two ways, even within the Chachmei Pavans. One way is the following possibility. that, you know, the Chachmei Provence argue what Tosfos says about Tashlumin is not really true. Tashlumin is not just simply Bakashas Rachamim. Tashlumin is much more than that. Tashlumin is considered to be, right, a significant form of Tashlumin, meaning that one makes up the Kiyum Tefillah. And if you can say, look, you're already davened the Tefillah Bakashas Rachamim, and therefore, what are you gaining by an additional tefillah of Shmoneh Esrei? Maybe that's not true at all. That Tashlumin is not just simply Bakashas Rachamim at all. But rather, it is considered to be Me'ein, the tefillah Schova, to the point that Inoch Inami. Right? It's a tefillah Shlo Bizmana, but one is Mashlim B'chiyu tefillah, the full Kiyum tefillah, not just simply B'toras Bakashas Rachamim. In fact, the Me'iri, in the very beginning of the fourth parak of Brachos, on that daf, Chavah, asks, this is very kasha, very mistaber that you should have Tashlumin from Shacharis to Mincha. It's the same day of Tefillah. But how can you have Tashlumin from Mincha to Mariv? Shouldn't you say, Avar Yom Avatar Kavano? No? That was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says, no, there is Tashlumin. What's the punchline? So you have two possibilities. One possibility is, you see, Tashlumin, at least from one day to the next, is not such a serious form of Tashlumin. It's just Bakashas Rachamim. The Miri doesn't say that. You know what the Miri writes? You know why there's Tashlumin from Mincha to Mariv? You know why? Because when it comes to Kodshim, Karbanos, which is the basis of Tefillah, so Laila Holech Acharayom, that's what the Miri writes. No? It is considered to be the same day of Tefillah. It is. Because Tefillah is connected to Tevidim Tiknu. And obviously in Beis HaMikdash, of course there's a hemshich between Minchin and Mariv. No? You offer the Karban, and then they offer at night. No? That's what the Miri writes. That's the Maskana Sagamara. Poshuv Shat, that means that it's not just about Kashas Rachamim. You have to demonstrate it's also Yom Tefillah. And Enoch Inami, that the Miri says that that's true when it comes to Minchin Marv as well. Because Le'inyan Karbanos Mirai said Chad Yomu. It's considered to be a single day. Or maybe you could argue in the Chachmei Provence a further possibility. Maybe they would agree with Tosfos, that Tashlumin is only Bakashas Rachamim. But nonetheless, you still are obligated in Tashlumin if you daven without Yalav Yavo. You know why? Because maybe one could argue a great Kiddush, that if a tefillah is so significantly flawed that you're missing, right, Brach Achas Min HaTefillah, Al Kedin, that is not even considered to be proper Bakashas Rachamim. Not that. Of course it's Bakashas Rachamim. And what are you making up by your tefillah's Tashlumin? Tashlumin is Bakashas Rachamim. Your tefillah is Bakashas Rachamim. Maybe one could argue that that's not true. That Midrabanan, right, a flawed tefillah regarding which you're not Yotzei, is not even considered to be, right, that level at least of Bakashas Rachamim. The Rush goes as far as to say in the very end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that if chisr achas min habrachos, if you're missing a bracha Shmoneh Esrei, so the Shmoneh Esrei is a bracha levatala. That is the Mishnah Berurah writes. Mishnah Berurah writes, there's nothing wrong, it's Bakashas Rachim. Mishnah Berurah writes, will tell a person, lechatchila, to daven, half a Shmoneh Esrei, if that's all he can daven. The Rush writes that if you're missing an inherent part of the Shmoneh Esrei, the remaining bracha, midrabanan, is a bracha levatala. Maybe that's the view of the Chachmei Provence. If Yalav Yavo is an inherent part of Shmoneh Esrei, therefore failing to do so is not the same as davening a full Tfilas Tashlumin. So the Poshub Shat, in this Machlokas Tosis Narash, revolves around Yalav Yavo. And that, I think, is clear from the presentation of the other Rishonim. When you look in Tosis that links this issue to the Tachanan Tano issue, maybe you're forced to assume that the machlokas then can't be limited to Yalav Yavo. Maybe it revolves on the whole nature, right, of an additional tefillas tashlumin. To what extent that's considered to be mir bakashas rachamim? To what extent is considered to be me'ein the kiyum tefillas chov, even though it's a tefillah which is shalo bizmana? And with all these nafkaminas, you have la halacha. That's the Chiddush that Reb Chaim mentioned, that the Machlokas is regarding Yalav Yavo. Kineinu chinami that Yalav Yavu is not an inherent part of Shmon Esrei. Our repetition is only b'toras nedava. The Chiddush Reb Chaim that therefore wouldn't apply on Shabbos and wouldn't apply even b'zman Esrei.